Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His fadl, with His grace and blessings has granted us this month. The blessings of this month, it is difficult to imagine the blessings of this month. The how many mercies Allah ta'ala has hidden in this month. Hazrat Mujaddad Al-Afthani rahmatullah stated with regards to the blessings of this month, that all year long the human being, if he puts all the blessings of the year to one side and the blessings of Ramadan on the other side, then even then the comparison is such, just like if you put the ocean in front of the river. The ocean in front of the river. Every moment of Ramadan is extremely valuable. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand this. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also gave us another favor, that He told us the method to pass through this month, how to practice through this month. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prescribed deeds to us, and he said that these four deeds, do them in high quantity during Ramadan. And whatever is the objective of the human being, he'll attain him. What's our objective? The biggest objective for a human being, purpose, and we've sort of chosen our own objectives in the world, many of them, but the objective is very simple, for which we need to make effort all life long. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He also told us to pass through Ramadan so that we can attain that same objective. So the first thing is that we are human beings, and a person makes mistakes. He can sin, commit sins, and a sin is a very bad thing. Sin is a very bad thing, and it's a sin that causes Allah's displeasure, and it's a sin that leads a person to hell, and it's a sin that becomes adab, punishment in the grave. So the sin and how to get away from sin, to break the sin, Allah has told us that to istighfar and tawbah. Istighfar and tawbah. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that in Ramadan, the amal you need to do most of all, the action you need to do most of all is tawbah. Repent. Repent in high quantity, do istighfar during Ramadan. So that's the first action we've been prescribed for Ramadan. The second action we've been prescribed for Ramadan is, without this, the human being cannot attain any success. And that is Allah's rada, pleasure. Attain Allah's pleasure. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He is happy with us, this is our main purpose. This is our main objective. Deen, dunya, everything of ours is depending on this. Even in the world, the happiness and the happiness of the hereafter is that our Rabb, our Lord, becomes happy with us. So for that, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that if you want to please Allah, just like to eliminate the sins, we've been told to do tawbah and istighfar. So to please Allah, if you want to please Allah, then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then do dhikr kathir, do high quantity dhikr. Ramadan, it makes us practice this. Practice. Get accustomed. So the second action we've been prescribed is that in Ramadan, what you need to do is do dhikr kathir, high quantity. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullahi, he presented on this point a hadith that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he narrated that whoever does dhikr kathir, abundance, then he is forgiven, beyond forgiven during Ramadan. Beyond forgiven. So the second action is Allah's dhikr should be performed by an individual in abundance. In abundance. The dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. There are many ahadith regards to related to the dhikr of Allah, in which the virtues are mentioned, the fadail are mentioned. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated That dhikr, remembrance, you should do in abundance, high quantity. And the biggest benefit of that is that the human being within him, his weaknesses, maybe he can't do a lot of mujahida, maybe he can't make a lot of effort, he can't wake up in the night, he can't do too much worship, he's weak. And in spending, he's stingy, miser. He doesn't want to spend. He's a coward. Yeah, he can't stand for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can't stand. He can't make a stand. So it's stated then to compensate for this can be only through one action, is that when that person does a lot of dhikr, he can make up for that weakness. So he compensates for his deficiencies by doing dhikr of Allah. And the courage comes into him then. Determination comes into him. And he ends his stinginess, miserliness. In other words, the meaning of this hadith is that the human being, all of the weaknesses, things that he's lacking, to get rid of them, then do a lot of dhikr, because kathir dhikr is the best cure. It's the best cure. So a person shouldn't lose hope that I can't do this action, I'm not good at this, I'm weak at this, I want to do this as well, I want to do this. So to solve this issue, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that do the dhikr of Allah, remember Allah, kathir, high quantity, inshallah, then you will arrive to the level you want to, you desire. So in Ramadan is a special advice that do these actions in Ramadan. And then he ﷺ stated that dhikr has Anas radiallahu anhu, he narrates in another hadith. That the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, this is the sign of faith, the sign of iman. It is the way to get away from hypocrisy, nifaq. And dhikr is how you can be saved from shaitan and its protection from Jahannam, hell. So when a person does the dhikr of Allah, when he remembers Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him these rewards, these specific ones that I've just mentioned by doing dhikr. That, but the person who does dhikr, who remembers Allah, then it's announced and he can see the signs of iman in that person. In other words, he does those actions, amal, in his life, his methodology, his lifestyle is in such a manner that you can see the reflection of iman. You can see and determine that this person has iman, that iman is inside this person. All those qualities and attributes are developed in that person, that his face, it attests to the fact that he has iman, this individual. He has iman, belief. And This special quality that's developed with the person, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, it's developed after a person does dhikr of Allah. And to be saved from nifaq, hypocrisy, because they are two-faced people, which is the worst sickness inside a person, the two-faced person. Alhamdulillah, the big cure Allah Ta'ala has given for that, is that the person who does dhikr of Allah, then he gets saved from nifaq, hypocrisy. And munafiqat, it's extracted from him, eradicated. Hypocrisy comes out of him. The third reward of dhikr of Allah that's been mentioned is that shaitan's tricks and traps that destroy a person, shaitan's tricks, traps, influences, then the human being is saved from shaitan's advances. The person who does dhikr, shaitan doesn't attack him. Shaitan doesn't attack him. Remember this. In that heart where there's dhikr, shaitan cannot come to that heart. Shaitan cannot come to the heart. Shaitan only attacks that human being. Shaitan only injects waswasas into the human being when that human being is lazy, negligent, and he leaves dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah. Those people who always keep their heart busy, occupied with the dhikr of Allah, then shaitani attacks cannot take place on their heart. For this reason, the people who do the dhikr of Allah, very few of those people do they carry out that earn Allah's displeasure. This is a cure. This is also a cure from Allah's displeasure. And it saves us from Allah's displeasure, the dhikr of Allah. And The heart, there are two conditions of the heart. Either it's totally dark and like black, like coal, the heart, in which all of the hypocrisies in there and nifaqs in there and all defects are in that heart. Or the heart is like a ball of light, a ball of light. And all good attributes, good qualities are related to that heart. The light of that person, the heart then spreads through the body, every limb and organ of that person, then it is actioning in accordance to Allah's desire, and all the actions that person does in accordance to the Holy Prophet ﷺ's advices. So you can't get these things from talking. You have to do these things, you have to attain these things from amal. So if we say we love, we want to be pure and pious and clean, and you just have that desire, it's not enough. Allah's Nabi ﷺ has prescribed the path to us, that your heart, keep it always alive and busy with dhikr of Allah. Your heart, always give it the attention and occupation of dhikr. Automatically the good traits will come into your life. But until, as long as you are lazy from dhikr, then shaitan will attack that heart, that person. Wasawis, he'll inject negative thoughts. There's only one way to be saved. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that keep your heart illuminated, enlightened with dhikr of Allah. And it's not hard to do this. That because the heart has been made for dhikr of Allah. Allah has created the heart for dhikr of Allah. This organ, the heart, is for Allah's dhikr. So it's not difficult. That's his function. So go, whoever teaches dhikr of Allah, learn dhikr from him and see. Alhamdulillah. Determine for yourself, your heart will become alive. That same dhikr and that same heart will start to say, Allah, Allah, Allah. And in that heart, good thoughts will come, positive thoughts will come. And the fake pretense will be removed, and fear will be developed inside a person. In other words, his direction changes, and that human being is not the same anymore. He is not the same as before. So the dhikr of Allah is a great action, my brothers. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us that in Ramadan you should spend your time with these four actions, these four amal. This is the best way, the best advice to be saved from Jahannam, dhikr of Allah. So you can see here so many benefits. Deen and dunya is put into order. But most of all, when shaitan attacks a person, he makes a person go far from dhikr Allah, remembrance of Allah. He makes a person go distant, far. My brothers, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated this, that in Ramadan, these amal, do them as much as you can. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has advised himself that do these four actions. The reason for that is this, that the work we do in Ramadan, the actions we do in Ramadan, then alhamdulillah, our Ramadan will be the month of salamat, goodness, well-being, and the rest of the year will be goodness and well-being. Goodness, well-being, excellence, these amal that we do. There's a meaning of a hadith that the actions that a person starts in Ramadan, initiates in Ramadan, and he gets regular and constant in those actions in Ramadan, then the rest of the year Allah Ta'ala gives him the ability to keep repeating those actions throughout the rest of the year. The rest of the year, then he just keeps on doing that. That's the barakah, the blessings Allah Ta'ala has put in Ramadan. The start in Ramadan, the goodness. But why? Because alhamdulillah, we are already in Ramadan. We have entered in Ramadan, we have to do good deeds, we're looking for good deeds. Which good deeds shall I do? What worship shall I do? We're always looking for, seeking, what tasbih shall I do? What shall I do? So what the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has prescribed to us, do those actions, so that the rest of the year that stays continuous. So be regular in dhikr and be strict with yourself that you do dhikr, because Ramadan's passing quickly. We've just grabbed it. Just grab this, the dhikr of Allah, inshallah. Just grab that. Yes, all the good qualities will come into a person along with the dhikr of Allah. All weaknesses will be eradicated. Allah's qurb nearness is attained. Big are great pious predecessors, great pious elders, whoever you see, whoever's name you see in their life, you'll see that they did one thing in high quantity, that was the dhikr of Allah. Any wali Allah, historically, you cannot see or read about him or know about him, that he lived his life and he didn't become a wali Allah without dhikr. The first lesson of their life is the dhikr of Allah. Hazrat Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, he had a tasbih. Hazrat Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh had a tasbih. What a high level wali Allah he was. Imagine his status, his daraja. And somebody said to him, that why do you do tasbih? Somebody asked him, that yo mashallah, you arrived to such a high stage, you don't need to do tasbih. You've got a high maqam. So he gave a beautiful answer. He said, this tasbih is what has brought me to this level. And you're giving me nasiha that I should leave this tasbih. This tasbih will go with me to my grave. How can I leave this action? Dhikr of Allah is what made me get this rank and this status. Otherwise, where would Junaid be today? So my brothers, dhikr of Allah, don't think it's a minor insignificant thing. It's not a minor thing, it's a great action. It's wahid, one ibadah Allah has given the title kathir. All other ibadat, Allah has put limitations. A schedule, a number, a higher quantity. Salah 5 times a day, fasting 30 days, zakah, Allah has apportioned an amount, hajj once in your life. But dhikrullah, wherever Allah has mentioned kathiran, kathira. Wherever Allah has mentioned dhikr of Allah, His remembrance, then Allah has said, kathir, 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 high quantity, abundance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He give us the dhikr, the ability to do dhikr kathir. Because we know that we are busy in this world nowadays, it's a busy generation. How can we do dhikr kathir? How can we do dhikr in abundance? So the pious predecessors have told us the solution to this, that Allah ta'ala has given us dhikr. He's given us times for dhikr. He's told us to do dhikr, and He Himself has selected the time when we should do dhikr. And Allah has given two times, morning and evening. Morning and night. So Hazrat used to say that in morning and the night, Allah has put the hikmah, the wisdom, that if you do dhikr in the morning and you do dhikr in the evening, then the time in between, all of that time that you're busy in the world, but that individual, when he does dhikr in the morning and the night, then he will be written and recorded as the person who did dhikr kathir. So just make this schedule regular with Allah's fadl. Allah has given us the tawfiq that we are broken down people. We just sit down, we push each other, shove each other, encourage each other. We don't do what we should do enough, but this broken down majlis, that we at least consider this great and enter into this, the 30 minutes of dhikr we do in the morning, sit in that, and the dhikr 30 minutes dhikr we do in the evening, come and sit down in that gathering. What a great guarantee has been given, then thereafter when you rise, you will be rising amongst the dhikr kathir people, those who did dhikr in abundance. So anyhow, alhamdulillah, Allah give us tawfiq that we sit in this majlis and we are getting the dhikr of Allah. This is the beginning of Ramadan and all majalis, let's do dua, let's pray that Allah gives us more and more majalis of dhikr and that we are regular and consistent so that we can bring this into our life now during our lives. Ameen. Recite the routine.
بسم الله الرحمن الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المرسلين التأخير ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكن من الخاسرين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ثبتنا الإيمان وربنا ثم أحشرنا يوم القيامة اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط اللهم استقبلنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في سبلته ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه نور عرشه زينه فرشه وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.